It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you today. I cannot believe I'm saying this out loud, but it is July the 2nd, 2024. This year is flying. We are in definitely the dead heat of summer over here in Central Florida. I'm hoping you're all staying cool in the world. And if you are in some cool weather, you are very, very blessed for sure. But I know in the scheme of things, it all ebbs and flows. So just know we're nice and warm down here. It's toasty in Florida, I'm sure, everywhere. But I'm laughing because I still can't believe it's July 2nd. It is 11:03 a.m. here on the East Coast. I am welcoming all of you. If you're listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. It's a private group. We could see what we're saying amongst each other, but the outside world definitely can't. So you are welcome to come on in the room and share any or all questions you may have. I really sat down and thought about a few things. I am kind of shocked that this year has flown by. I've probably said it three times now, but it's the truth. And honestly, I'm coming into the room to get you guys. I see some comments coming in. I want to say good morning to all of you here. Happy 4th to all of you. I think this is the topic right now, or what's been on my mind this morning and on my heart. I've gone through thought processes, you know, about freedom, and there's so much going on in the world, and there's so much going on individually in our individual lives. And Maureen, I just want to shout out to you. My heart goes out to you. Our family's hearts go out to yours. And I know you're going through it. Maureen lost her three-year-old puppy. I call them all puppies this past week. So it's been very, very difficult. And sometimes, you know, we don't know what, let's say, the universe, whatever, you know, God has in store for us, or sometimes we can't control. We do the best we can. We can't control certain things in our lives, specifically birth and death, obviously, no matter who it is. It's a family member. I definitely understand that all of us, Maureen, seriously, I mean, when things happen to you guys, I am also affected. I mean, I care so, so much. And I have definitely felt this through and through for days. So just know I'm with you completely. And I know, you know, I adore you. And we just don't understand why certain things happen that are so unfair in life. And they become unfair. And then we get these blissful moments of unexpected miracles, which I've also seen a lot of this week, that made me cry for joy too. You know, life happens, and in certain phases of our lives we go through amazing phases, and in other moments we don't. And we have to remember to have compassion no matter what's going on in our individual lives for the rest of the planet and the rest of the world and what everybody's experiencing day to day. And sometimes it's hard to go into that space of compassion or understanding or even kind of popping out. When we are empaths, we feel everything from each other, and we forget. Maybe sometimes we have a thought or a fear or a moment in time where we go, wait a minute, this person is not acting a certain way towards me, or that person isn't doing a certain thing, or we don't really know in that moment what they're doing. You know, anything from, we just don't know. I'm just thinking of examples of missing someone's message in the smallest example, to maybe missing an opportunity, or mistakenly not answering a call. Like we always are quick to jump to conclusions about, and I have an Aries moon, so I have done the same thing over and over again throughout life, and we all do as humans, so none of us are exempt from all of these things. If someone texts you and you don't answer right away, or if someone, there's so much pressure in the world, because I'm thinking about July 4th, I hope everybody has an amazing time. The word freedom, there's a multitude of layers of that one word, and freedom can mean anything to every one of us at any given moment. Our physical freedom, our mental freedom, our emotional freedom. How many of us obsess over the fear, okay, of the fear of, or I actually was pretty accused of not getting back to someone right away the other day. Like it was an onslaught of attack over not answering in like 2 seconds. And I absolutely can't because of my work. And I thought about the word freedom from that place, because in so many ways as human beings, we forget to appreciate or value that freedom. And that worry, I worried for days over this one thing and this, you know, hanging over my head, or maybe someone didn't get back to me immediately, or it was an oversight on the, you know, a homeowner's insurance, or about from the agent or whatever, you know. And I basically, all of these examples that go on in our lives every day, we never know where that amount of freedom, what is the amount of freedom that you really need, or what do you value most about your freedom? And so I was thinking about all these things coming up to July 4th. Half of our year is over. Jay and I were just, Jay had just said out loud, pretty soon we're going to be talking about the holidays just as quickly as we're talking about July 4th. And so please go ahead and come on into the room and share. So, you know, sometimes when we value our different layers of freedom as humans, for myself, it's the emotional and mental freedom to really be able to stay clear and to truly be able to be free in our thinking. Or what is it on your mind that needs to be released? What is it that you're obsessing over? What is your greatest fear right now that you could really give up to the universe? Give yourselves a gift this week to really be able to give something up that you've been worried about that really has no bearing, but it weighs so heavily on your heart. You know, ask for assistance from that invisible universe we live in, that God created, and that amazing amount of spiritual and invisible support. I know, Maureen, you're digging for that support right now, and I know you're receiving it. And I also know that when we go through these losses, or we go through these moments and challenges, how very much we embrace the other side when the light turns on. And I think sometimes when things get dark, we forget that the light turns on. And when we go through these difficulties, we forget how much freedom. And the only reason I'm talking about that word, obviously, is because of the week we're in. But nevertheless, it's still so many layers of what we are as humans appreciate and value that word, you know? So I'm going to come into the room now. It's 11:11. I think it's a great time to start. I know I could tell you're all traveling. Please share what your holiday plans are. Or I shouldn't say you're all traveling. Many of you are traveling. I could feel it. And I also know that things are heating up from wherever you are. Laura, good morning to you. Let me come in the room and say hi to everyone. Patricia, hi. Oh, yeah. Everyone is saying, sorry, Maureen, this morning. Patricia and Patricia. Renee, hello. Pamela, hello. Jay and Rebecca, Maya and Maureen. I also want to say before I go ahead and get into it, I want to know your plans. I want to know what you're doing this week and maybe this summer. If you have some plans, you want to come and share. I also want to, good morning to everyone. I want to open the room to questions. I also want to talk about some healing, or I think Mark had said something that really triggered something in me the other day, because it had something to do also with healing, but also freedom. When we are stuck on something, how many of you get stuck, whether it's a thought, an idea, having to get something done? The word stuck takes away our freedom or the way we even interpret it or value it. When we are stuck in some way on something, I think he said something about having what kind of, like, we get addicted to certain things, whether it's a thought, a fear. It can start at the lowest level of energy to where we are just honestly obsessed with a thought or obsessed with a fear or trying to maybe micromanage or control something that we have absolutely no control of. So it keeps us limited in this. It could be anything from, I have an ice cream addiction that I'm very, it's not even ice cream. It's now become peanut butter ice cream again. But in any case, the bottom line is two addictions into one, Gemini. But it could be alcohol. It could be, any kind of, it could be driving a specific way because you're afraid to go another way. We have so many different things that could be taking place in our lives that limits our true sense of freedom, personal freedom, emotional freedom, mental freedom, or any of the above. How many of you, I have this thing about, or we get addicted to a thought. And we can't release it, and it limits our mental space. It limits our capacity to really be fully engaged in anything else because it kind of hangs on your head, right? So I think, you know, hearing Mark mention these things, because when we have certain energies or entities within us that are holding us back in any capacity, we tend to do the opposite and try to force something, or we try to micromanage it, or we try to change it on our own. And we have an effort that goes into these things. We have so much capacity to make an effort to obsess, to make an effort to be addicted, to make an effort to be in fear. We put in a lot of effort. And then at the other extreme, we have this effort that goes into things that we really don't need in our lives, or that are unnecessary to anything that we want to do ahead, or that in baby pieces, you know, we have to learn maybe not how to micromanage certain things. And when we're forcing ourselves to do these things or not do these things, it becomes a bad thing. And so revengeful little humans that we are, or rebellious humans that we are, we even make it worse because it becomes now some kind of obsessive thing. So to release some of these things, we forget without making an effort and waiting for things to happen, is having to give up so much control or so many desires that we possess, you know, to like have, we have a limited ability to let go and let God, or let go and let the universe, or let go and let your higher power take over. and to surrender what it is that we're hanging on to so tight. And that, to me, this week, we have a new moon coming on Friday. It's perfect timing for July 4th holiday weekend. For me and you to release something. How many of you have had a fear about something that you've been carrying for years and it's never happened? Or maybe something that's taken up a little too much headspace that limits your ability to effortlessly do other things and let them come. Because when we release and we bring ourselves more freedom, especially of our emotions and thought, sometimes we may obsess over a past event or a breakup or a moment in time, like C.A. Brooks had said at one time. Good morning, C.A. C.A. Brooks had said, you know, are you going to look in the rear view or are you going to start looking in the windshield? You know, this kind of thing. All of these things that we do as human beings, and whether it be with effort or without effort, which one would you pick if you had to pick one? And sometimes the word surrender and the word effortless go hand in hand. And no matter what your past experience is, in this very moment, some kind of miracle can take over your lives and change everything in this moment. But you really can't do it on your own. You're like not this only singular soldier in the world that's doing everything on their own with effort. Because that's not what the universe wants. That's not what God wants for your lives. So the bottom line is, what are you going to release this week? What kind of freedom are you going to try to, and I say this is a very, I'm saying this out of both sides of my mouth, but I'll explain. What are you going to effortlessly try to surrender? Because when we try, we make an effort, but really just the mere thought of surrendering is what I'm talking about. And release something at this new moon that's no longer needed in your life, that's going to give you all the freedom in the world. What type of freedom do you want to offer yourself as a gift this July 4th? Seriously. Because that's really where it starts. And you bring yourselves to a better place to be able to bring yourselves to a better place in the world, to bring yourselves to a better place with every relationship you have, with the people in your life, and most importantly, yourselves. In the bigger world, we can't micromanage or control what's happening. We really can't, unfortunately. And unfortunately, yeah, we do take it for granted. Joni, thank you. I was looking for this. I'm trying to get out of my little, sometimes I was just saying this morning, my thoughts are not connecting with my words because I'm channeling and it kind of runs off on me. So I have to reel it back in. So thank you for that. It is so very true that we sometimes have a desire to control so much from the fear we possess that it limits our freedom and it really keeps us in a place where we no longer need to be. And so I'm going to challenge you this time, this July 4th, to not take certain things for granted and to appreciate and value yourselves more than ever before and watch what ability when you ask for invisible help from, I'm going to say that I believe that God wants your lives to be better every single day. And yes, we get angry because life isn't fair. And yes, I've heard a lot of anger at God lately because I know that it's because of what as physical bodies, as human beings, we obsess over or we get addicted to or we're afraid to make a change and we go into these fears and all of these things that are holding us back from really what the love of the universe has for your lives and what you're all a part of. And so taking away something from yourself or maybe reducing it by just surrendering it and not making an effort too strongly is really going to be what gives you some freedom, because in time it's a natural progression and a natural order for your lives. And so let's see if we can consciously release a little bit of that and see how it works, okay? I love that you're all here. I see you all coming in. I'm going to come and start taking some questions, and I'm excited that you will all agree to be more free and limit yourselves from trying to control anything or everything that takes away that freedom. And sometimes I was thinking how many of us as empaths, sometimes we care too much. Sometimes we forget we could give it to ourselves and not everybody else. Sometimes we forget, and it's a reminder to not feel guilty for saying no. That in itself is freedom. How many of you are invited somewhere that you really don't want to go and you have to go? Or how, I think as a culture and as a group or maybe a generation, I think we get used to that a little better. We're doing better. But I remember 15 years ago when we were still trying to figure out how to say no, you know? What are you going to do on Thursday night? Are you going to look at the fireworks, or do you want to be alone? Do you want to go with a group, or do you want to, whatever it is you want to do, safely do it. You know, we have, and even though the world, we're, okay, I don't want to get political, I'm not going to get political, but even though we have so much going on in this arena, we still have what we can't see running the show. And there's a great big universe out there of filled with invisible guidance and miraculous energy that we have access to and we forget. And so with everything going on, especially, you know, this year, we have to take other things into consideration. I know that we once did not, but in the meantime, when we really, really go above it, we could bring better for ourselves to the world. So whatever it is you do it safely. And I love the fact that, you know, I already see some of you saying you're going to do what the heck you want to do, right? Maureen says, I'm just relaxing this weekend as I've been in a cleaning frenzy. I love that. I'm feeling the need for Jersey, and we'll go after we drop Meg off to school. That's a big moment, and that's going to be a fantastic moment. Maria, I have not seen you here forever. Thank you so much for being here this morning. I love that you are. Lara, I see you. Joni, I am coming to you next. And Alishea, I love that you posted that. What about just like hanging out? And I'm sure a lot of you have the day off. I love that. And what about just sitting down and watching, like, you just reminded me of the Golden Girls. Somebody just told me I was becoming like a granny in my advice, which it didn't click that I'm pressing up to 60 soon, but it does. And so it took me back for a minute, but it's really true because I'm still living from, like, you know, 30 years ago, you know? So it's kind of crazy. What is it? And I think I let go of that age thing a long time ago, and it just kind of snuck up and bit me in the ass today. So in any case, let me take a look. Joni, where are you? Tara, good morning to you also. And good morning to everyone here that I haven't seen in a bit. I hope you're enjoying a relaxing summer. Okay. Joni says, good morning, yes to freedom. So much we take for granted. Thank you for the reminder. We're indeed blessed. We really, truly are. Even the simple free to choose our job, freedom to have a child, freedom to vacation. Amen. Thank you for that. It's so very true. But it's human to be stuck. And it's human to be afraid. And it's human to do all these other things that we forget. You know, we have so much access. I actually had a couple of amazing things happen this week for people that were just miraculous and just unbelievable timing on things. So, we say luck, but it was miraculous. So things are happening. And I also think that no matter what the outside world is doing, our inside worlds, they're going to ebb and flow at their own pace no matter what happens. So when we start comparing, or we start saying, well, that person got their miracle, when is it my turn? Or we do all these things that are so natural and normal. The truth of the matter is, it can happen any second. And so we remember in every way, we have access to really great things. Now, I have to look at a few things. Joni, let me look at you. And thank you for that. And thank you to everybody for being here today. It feels a little quieter. And even with the world being upside down, we definitely still have a lot of freedom we do take for granted. So, Tara, thank you so much that you, and happy Canada Day to you celebrating. I know that they had a great celebration all throughout your country, and we love that you're sharing. So thank you for that. Joni, I'm going to come back to you. Lois, I see you. Good morning. All right, let's take a look. There's so many ways to release what's going on too. You can write a psychic letter, you can burn it, you can put it in a balloon with all your problems in a balloon and let it fly away, which probably isn't good for the environment, but I know people who do it. You can do a ritual like a bath and release. You could do a little ritual in your own sacred space and put yourself in a sacred circle. And then leave it there, burn it, and then come out of the circle. There are millions and millions of ways to release, and everybody has their way. I like to drum when I like to release and use the drum instead of the singing bowl at times, just to kind of feel like I'm banging all the negativity out of the space. So many different ways you can do it. And I think this weekend is a perfect time for that. All right. Let's take another look here. At Joni. I'm gonna get focused now. Here we go. You're going through a little pause too. And there's something about journaling for you that is really good. And I feel like a lot of nostalgia. You know, we're in Cancer times, another thing Jay said. And I just want to say to you guys, Jay and I are going to be together next Tuesday on the show. And I'll be excited to put that out for you all. And we'll have some fun. But he was saying, you know, we're reminding each other that it's Cancer season. And Jay's like, yeah, that Cancer energy. I mean, it is a nurturing energy. And it's also a very emotional energy. And so things slow down a little bit. We want to stay cozy in the morning. We want to sleep in a little while. We want to eat a little more. We have a great excuse to eat right now. And so some of these nurturing things, Joni, this is for you, because I do see that you've had a pause, or you felt a little stuck, and I also feel a big release. And I feel like you have to get some things off your mind. And one of the strongest ways to do that for you specifically is maybe journaling to release, but also something about nostalgia and your past and your childhood and bringing some of that up as well. And so I do hope that helps, but I don't know if you're going to reconnect with somebody from your past that's going to bring you some really good energy, or there's something going on that you're going to attend, like some type of reunion. But I definitely feel... Hold on one sec, guys. Sorry. I definitely feel that there is something that from your past that's going to emerge, that's going to give you peace. And so you're releasing. and you're not going to be stuck anymore. But there's also a message about doing something that you used to do or wanted to do from long ago and coming back to that, okay? And I do hope that makes sense. There's a big healing from your childhood. There's a lot of nostalgia. And I'm really excited to see what you do. You have some good writing in you too. All right, we have to take a look at Pamela. She said she's heading to an appointment. She's been having pains. We want to make sure she's okay. And check on her. Sending you lots of love and good energy there, Pamela. Let me see how she is. We'll take a look. We're just going to take a little peek at Pam and then we're going to keep going. And I do sense a lot of relief coming. And I do believe it's good you're going. And I feel like you're going to find a little peace and balance in there, and they're going to do something or suggest something. There is definitely, I feel almost there's two things, combination, and something about diet as well. And I mean from a nutritional standpoint, there's something small you could take in that is going to help you with all of this, okay? That's one thing. The other thing may be a little correction, but I'm not worried. I know you're going to be okay. There's no need to panic, and I definitely feel like you're going to get some resolution, okay? I feel like there's two different things happening at once. But your system is stubborn. That's how I feel. So kind of be open and, like, this is another thing. It reminds me of the Four of Pentacles energy, how we kind of hang on so tight that we when we need, this is like the conundrum, right, of our lives. When we need spirit, we're in a place. We're not in a not so great place. And when we're in a not so great place, we actually forget we need spirit. It's like a conundrum, like, we're, you know. But when we are in a good place, we don't really feel like we need any help. So we don't really go there. And it's like a catch-22 all the time, no matter how our humanness works. That's what happens. So we have to remind each other in this world and day to day that we do have access to all of these things. But Pamela, you're going to be just fine. And I feel really confident about that. All right. Come back and share and let us know how you're doing. But that Four of Pentacles energy is like, I'm holding on to something too tight, or I'm forgetting I have an ability to let go and heal, or, and just, well, you know, open up to that. And you definitely, it's good you're going to be seen. Okay. All right. And I do hope that helps. And I do see healing. All right. Let's take a look at Karen. Where are you? Because you said something funny also. Hold on now. I want to go ahead and I feel that silence in the air. And remember, as we come up to that new moon, it can bring us a little, you know, to a bit of a reflective, introspective place that we need to work through. But on the other side of it, it feels so great. All right, let me see where you are. She says, happy Tuesday, everyone. As I look at jobs, freedom is a huge factor. I'm looking at PRN. Okay, so by the day, okay, I love this idea for you. And she said she has to give up a little freedom to make a little money. We do have to make that exchange, unfortunately. It's like our birthright to have to survive and pay our bills, right? I think you are funny because, I don't know, you have any Sagittarius in your, I'm teasing you, but I don't know why that you're acting like a Sag to me today. So funny. But she said she wants to give up. I think you're going to find the perfect thing to bring balance into your world. That's what I think. And I really believe this, that something is coming. And it's so nice to kind of pick and choose. But you've worked for it and you earned it. And there were years that you couldn't pick and choose when you had to bury your head in a book over and over again or do some kind of service somewhere. Or, you know, it's like, yeah, you've done all you can to deserve it. And I do believe you're going to find a peace and a balance to what you do next. But where is that Sag in you? Because it's funny. But it feels very fiery what you're saying, and I do love that. All right, let me come and see who's next. Pam says, in spite of some issues she's been having, she's also had some miracles to rejoice about. Love that. She's extremely grateful. All right, let me see. I think I saw somebody else say something about miracles, which I love. And Alishea, I'm coming to look for you real quick. For some reason, I don't know why they're not showing me, you guys. So I'm going to come in and I wish I can find you, but I, for some reason, they're taking you out of here. Okay. Everybody's sending Maureen hugs. Thank you for that, guys. Jim, good morning to you also. All right. Alishea, I'm going to look at you. And Maria, I'm going to look at you too because something is on my mind. But let me look at Alishea first. And I actually have a vision of someone around you, Maria. Okay, let's look at Alishea. You guys are. You're all finally coming up in my feed here. I was looking for you, and Pamela, thank you for that. She said she had two issues and she's trying to ignore it. You can't ignore it. It's gonna be okay though, and it's all gonna happen in synchronicity. How's that? And then it's gonna set you free. I like that. Thank you for that. All right, let's take a look now. Alishea, I feel like you too, at the end of the day, you're going to be, you know how we get in these places where we're talking about being stuck, but then maybe we don't feel good in our physical body, or we're just like kind of like, ugh, we have to deal with this. And there's a little bit of negative energy that's going to be released from your space there. And then the outcome is like amazing. So I feel like you're going into this magistress mode where you're creating more and bringing some more. Whatever fears you have are going to be assuaged to be swept away. I feel that about a lot of sixth house energy coming through psychically, a lot about your money in like day-to-day stuff, right? Your routines, your daily routines, your health, your income. Do not worry. Okay, she's saying this. She said, I can tell you at 72, I feel inside of me all the different ages that I went through. I love that. I love that you're saying this. They don't die. They stay inside. It doesn't matter how old you are. We're eternal, just a composition of all going on through the ages. And I absolutely love that. And I feel that also. And I want you to know that you are on the way to better health. But for you, it comes not with effortlessness, you know? It's effort, but also whatever you're afraid of is going to magically, it's the magician. You go from that dark energy of like fear to that amazing energy of like, okay, we got miracles coming. We could create this. You let go and let God. Yes, I really, really feel that. So this is a really positive time ahead. Now I'm gonna jump to like a month from now. Give it a little time, what I'm saying, and you will understand what that magician is in your life, okay? And so there's a lot of connection. Anything that you're not feeling great about, you will feel so much better. I just feel like something's gonna turn quickly. You're going to find some kind of modality that you love. You may have tapped into it before, I'm not sure, but now coming up ahead, you definitely will. Okay? I love that. All right, Karen said, Sag Moon in the sixth house next to Mars. Oh, yeah, no wonder. She's looking at two PRN jobs. Very, very good. I love that for you also. I'm not opposed to either. I just want you to know. I think I'm good with both of them, like either one. But you like one more than the other. Okay, I want to say this about this. You're looking at two. One looks great on the surface, but almost too good to be true. If that's a situation, you're right. It is too good to be true. So be careful with your choice, because one could look like a wolf, but it's really a sheep. And the other one could look like a sheep, and it's really a wolf like that. Okay, Karen? Thank you. Thank you for confirming. I knew you had that Sag. You were acting like a Sag there. All right. Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it. Okay, now, Maria, where are you? Oh. Oh, this is my vision. I felt a dark-haired woman around you very strongly. And I can tell there's like somebody in the angelic realm looking over you very closely. But I can also tell there's somebody around that maybe you don't want to be too close to, or something irking you about a dark-haired woman here. Like, you have great angelic protection. It feels like grandmother energy, but it feels like, or an aunt or something like this. You have very strong protection from a darker woman on the other side. And then in this light, like in day-to-day life or whatever, there may be something from your past bothering you, you haven't resolved or something like this. And also maybe something, it's the word irking is coming to mind, that you're going to release about maybe somebody from your past or maybe even currently. Something just, two and two isn't equaling four, with maybe a specific person in mind. Could be from the past that I'm picking this up, and it may be coming up into your psyche again or something like this. But of course, everything is going to be okay. It is meant, there's some healing going on for you as well around boundaries, knowing, and you're seeing people super clearly now. I feel that. I think you've done a lot of growing in the last specifically 4 years more than ever before. And I also believe that you're going, if you had any rifts with anybody, they're going to really be patched up. Sometimes I think we also bang our heads against the wall or the table in a sense that we realize people aren't just, some people just aren't meant to get it. They just can't, they just don't. That's, everybody has a different capacity. And when someone gives you something, they're giving it to you because they choose to give it to you. And you receive what they give you, and then you can't expect anything else. You can't change anything else. You can't do anything about it. You can't alter what they're giving you. You can't say, I want more, because then you're disappointed. And so you say thank you and you move on to the next thing. And I don't know where this is coming from, but I'm feeling there's something about this, or maybe something around someone else that is going on as a learning thing, or this topic is going to come up around you, maybe with another person or something, because there's limited capacity that we realize not every one of us has the same capacity to give, and not every, but at the same time, we don't, we get to choose who and what is in our lives, and how we want to connect, you know? Healthy boundaries are definitely a choice, and I see you creating them, and I like that. Now, in the near future, I feel like there's going to be some new youthful energy, and I do see the autumn that is going to be really beneficial for you spiritually. High, like very good spiritual lessons and learning have occurred, and more is coming, but now you'll be able to teach a little bit. But I see youthful people coming into your world in the autumn, early autumn, late summer, early autumn, September. That's also going to be really good. Let me just take a peek here. See what's going on. Sorry for the delays, guys. I'm just making sure I'm following everyone, and the room is so weird. Let me just take a peek here. I'm going to pull a few cards. Yeah, there's a lot of celebrating coming also. And also there's some there's teaching, but there's a more global, I don't know if you're making more international, or people from different cultures experiencing more life that way. Definitely expanding in the next 2 years. In a much larger way, but there's also a masculine energy that feels very significant or very important, like a teacher type or mentor even. And I really love that for you too. There's a lot of teaching and leadership qualities that are coming through, is what I feel. And also really getting into, I don't know, maybe an unknown territory that brings really great blessings, okay? All right, thank you so much. Jim, have a wonderful time. I see that. And have a happy and safe holiday. We'll see you right after, okay? All right, Lois, let's look at you. I know that leg is gonna do its thing. Hold on a minute. Let's take a peek. I say, I see your fear around it. There's no question about it. I definitely feel like you're going to heal. I feel July is a very, very good, we're right coming up before your birthday. So it's like the closure of it. And I also feel like, I know this is crazy, Lois. There's something about your shoes or sneakers or something like this. I don't know why I think this, but it could really help you. Something on your feet would be really beneficial to this. Okay, and I do hope that helps. I feel like, I don't know. They're actually showing it to me. Like, remember those big stuffed pillows that look like shoes and laces? Like, I don't know why. Like, that's how the image is of the what I'm saying, the message. So that's where I'm getting it from, but I definitely feel that. Also some night elevation before you go to bed, you know, I like that as well, okay? But there's something about some shoes or something it's gonna help you. And I definitely feel that. Also, slowing or being cautious a little more in your movements, like what going from side to side or around the, like if you turn, like the turning thing, I don't know, it's like just slow down a tiny bit taking those turns, you know, but I don't think that's I think the feet thing is important to this for your leg. And you're going to become more active, even faster than you believe, okay? And I do hope that helps. Okay, Patricia, I see your question about negativity. Here's what I want to say. I would love for you to get some rose water. And I feel like it's more mundane, but sometimes we get in these places so we could feel everything. And Cancer makes us feel everything. So you're intuitive and you're, you know. And I always try to put like a little circle of protection and say, you know, no, and really nobody can penetrate your domain that way. If you kind of, you know, it's a conversation you have with spirit, like you protect yourself, you know, you try. I don't feel like there's any arrows or dart. They'll ping around your circle. They'll just like kind of come off of you. You have very strong energy this way to be able to do this. And get a little rose water for your space. Bring more love into the energy and you'll kind of dissipate these feelings of negativity or any kind of opposing beings that you may feel, okay? All right, and the universe is definitely there to help you and guide you, everyone. You have so much access to some kind of divine plan. Remember to try to make it as effortless as you can by surrendering and allowing some more inner freedom and inner space. Be grateful for where we are. I know we're going through difficult times in the world, but we do live in the United States of America, and we should all be pretty damn proud, okay? No matter what. be grateful. There, I wish you all the best, peace, harmony, love, all of these things within your own home environment. I think like Maureen did, she went on a cleaning frenzy. Maybe everybody can get ready to clean up and create more space and a meditative space, because that too invites and allows more freedom in your own home. Okay, that's what I think it's about, the Four of Wands. So, family, friends, love, peace, space. Positive energy. Happy 4th, everyone. Lots and lots of love. Jay Varvel, thank you for being our producer today. And please stay tuned for the amazing CA Brooks coming up next. Happy 4th, everyone. Be safe.